We contemplate on high divinities, on existential essence, reaching states of bliss and equanimity in our meditation. But alas, how disconnected it remains from our embodied human lives. Then do not reach for the beyond and simply stay there. Embrace the full stack of your existence. Then into the principle of avatar, incarnations, embodiments of pure essence. Say into the trinity of Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, creation, sustenance and conclusion. Let us attend to the descent of the agency of balance from the Bhagavad Gita.
Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sangsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge.
In there, we have the core mission statement for the agency of balance. In redeeming truth and those living in truth. In eliminating miscreants and their distorted creations. In re-establishing the pure patterns, dynamics and axioms of actuality. I emerge cycle after cycle. And how many the cycles in our lives, the concerned domains fallen out of balance. And here we wait not for an avatar to descend from the yonder sky to set things right again. When you have cleared yourself from your subjective prison, you are a vessel, a medium for the agencies of existence itself. The classic avatars, yes, a balanced support for the polarized churning of our generations. The resurrection and resurfacing of perennial wisdom lost and forgotten in the depths. The destruction of malevolent operators antagonistic to truth and purity. The unfolding of a path of conscious evolution, enlightenment, release with absolute clarity. Anywhere and everywhere, at every in-between, where there is too much or where there is too little, where world falls out of balance, there we incarnate to set things right again. Not of your own desire, simply in selfless reflection, as the earth calls, so the skies respond. The roles you have in your life, do not enter them with egotic clinging. Enter them with purity, and they operate like avatars. Where the world calls for new creations, there you enter, selfless and pure your creations will be. Where the world calls for balance, for reconciliation, there you enter, pure and selfless, and harmony there shall be. When matters have run their course, and it's time to conclude, there you are, in extracting the final essence. Of the pure essence of conclusions, new pure generations are born and purity of balance is sustained. Such are the cycles of our lives when we no longer lead the life of a separate subject, when we are living the life of the universe.